Oh, by the way, can I just show you? Put my special Christmas earrings in. Look, the little Christmas puddings.
Oh, nice.
Can you see them? They're
I
nice,
can.
aren't
They are
they? They're
nice. They are
cute.
nice. Yeah.
Cute. All
Your
right,
Pat
son.
Butcher Christmas earrings. They're lovely.
Yes.
Channeling Pat. Greetings, EastEnders fans! Merry Christmas and welcome to Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 22nd to the 26th of December 2025. Christmas week has been and gone. And it's been a week. We'll give it that. It's been quite the week. And not only has it been a good week has it been a week for EastEnders, it's been a very, very, very good week for the podcast. Did you like your Christmas present? I think they liked their Christmas present, really.
I think they did too. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Merry
Finally, we can
Christmas.
talk about it. Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
You're all
Merry
right, love.
Christmas and all that. Yeah, all right, love. Yes. So, did you have a good one, by the way?
I did, thank you. Did you?
I did. It was a quiet one, but it was an all right one. Thank you very
Mine was
much.
full of port. I had
I
not a lot,
wonder what you're
okay,
going to say
loads of
then.
port.
Port.
Port, loads of port.
Mine was full of pigs in blankets. I was delighted by it. The meaning of Christmas, pigs blankets. So yeah, just in case you haven't seen, if you go onto our YouTube channel or onto all your podcast apps where you'll find us, you will find a two-part interview that we did with the one and only Chris Clenshaw. And my God, it was amazing. We can officially reveal Chris Clenshaw was the one that sent us these calendars. These are official, no less. Oh, yes.
I've
Oh,
had it up
yes,
in my
Oz.
house, in my dining room,
Yeah.
this one.
Yeah. A few people were asking how it sort of came about. And basically, he followed us on Twitter. And so my brain went into, well, if you don't ask, you don't get sort of mode. And I asked him if he could do if he'd do an interview, not thinking that he was ever going to say yes. And then after he left the role, he was like, "Yeah, okay, let's do it." And I was like, "You're a lovely man. Thank you very much."
And what Rob didn't know was that prior to that, I also messaged him asking for a
Can't
calendar,
believe
thinking that
you
he'd
did that.
never. I know.
The cheek of it.
I know the cheek of it. I did put in it like, look, feel free to ignore me, just don't tell Rob that I sent you this
You
message.
imagine?
And then he did, but then he replied when he left, and he was like, give me an address. I'll send a calendar.
Yeah.
And sent me one as well. So thank
Yeah.
you. I wasn't
So
expecting that. Brilliant.
huge, huge, huge thank you to Chris Clenshaw for doing that. We had such fun talking to him, and he's such a
Oh my
nice
God.
man. Honestly, he's such a lovely, humble man. Do you know what? He turned around
Humble,
to me
yeah, is the word.
when we were arranging the interview. He turned around to me and was just like, "So, where would you put me? Are you just going to put like just at the end of one of your normal episodes?" I was like, "No, Chris, you'll get your own episode."
Yeah,
Like,
two
I think we
nonetheless,
can just,
actually.
yeah. And also the fact that he spoke to us for long enough for us to do two episodes.
Yeah,
Like, I wasn't
incredible.
expecting him to be as generous with his time. So, great
Can
man, lovely
we
man.
like just throw this out there? Like, we were acting so cool at the time,
God,
but
we were
afterwards we
cool.
were like, oh my
So
God,
nervous. Oh my God, like
as
actual
if
Chris
that just
Clenshaw.
happened.
It was amazing. So yeah,
So good.
what a brilliant way for us to end our year on the podcast. And
Yeah.
it's given us a first, doesn't it, Ray? It has given us
Oh
a
yeah,
first.
that's it. Many,
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to promise everyone many interviews to
Yeah.
come, but
We'll try. We'll try.
we're gonna
That's all we
try.
can do. Well, it's
Yes.
all we can do.
Don't ask, you don't get, Robert.
Exactly. That's what this has taught me. So on to this week's EastEnders. It has been, I would say, a mixed bag. You know, sometimes
Yes.
you'll get a load of Christmas presents, and some of them you'll be like, "Oh my God, this is what I've always wanted." And some of
Oh,
them
I'm
you're
here
like,
for these analogies,
"Yeah."
Rob.
And then other times you're like, "Have you kept the receipt?" You know.
Can do an exchange,
Yeah.
or can I just go for a full refund? Oh,
Yeah.
what are you thinking? Do you want an exchange or a refund then on this Christmas, Rob?
I don't know. I mean, I did. Here's the thing, right? I've rewatched it. And I've kind of worked out what worked and what didn't. All right. There was things that
Yes,
definitely
yeah.
did work, and then things that I thought, not sure about that.
I agree with that actually. I don't, it's got a lot of flack online. Don't get me wrong, it's not the best Christmas we've had, but I
It's not the
also don't think
worst.
it's the worst.
By far,
Yeah.
it's not the worst.
I think I mean, maybe I'm being kind, but maybe it's just like an average kind of Christmas. I don't think it was terrible.
There are
I don't think
things.
it was amazing
There are
either.
things that I don't think should have happened, but
Yes, I agree. Yes.
we'll get to
I
that
think we're
when we
going to
get to
agree
them.
with that.
Yes.
Yes.
But one thing that I absolutely adored is what we will be discussing first, and that was the special Nigel episode at the start of the week. So let's get on with talking about that in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, so the Nigel story. Oh, I mean, before we get too much into it, like just beautiful, right? I mean, you know what? You know me in tears about Telly. You know that I don't cry at
Did
telly
happen,
often.
yep.
It did happen this week. It did happen. I cried.
Me
I
too.
asked. Did you
I did.
cry? Did
I
you cry? And
cried my bloody
oh,
eyes
I
out at
so
the
did
end of that
I.
episode.
Yeah, so did I. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like I genuinely one of the best episodes in months and months and months. Like it was
Agreed.
so good, and the team should be incredibly proud of that episode. Like it was phenomenal. Obviously, all of this spawns because of the film that Nigel has been doing, or that rather, Nigel hasn't been doing it. Lexi's been doing it, running
Yeah,
it like
yeah.
some sort of like evil dictator. And the film is being held at the community centre, and the kind of the square is gathered to watch it. Looking at it, I'm glad what we got instead of watching the film.
Yes, I
I was
agree.
kind of
Just a couple of
wondering.
scenes.
I mean, I was worried that we were going to. Well, I wasn't worried, but I assumed that it was going. They were going to sort of just kind of make it look like a really professional sort of film that anybody apparently could produce. But it certainly didn't look like that. So I'm glad we got what we got in terms of what we saw.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think we definitely got the better end of the bargain, apart from the people of Walford, put it like that. Nigel's, unfortunately, on the day of the premiere, is having one of his bad days, which are becoming more and more frequent. Phil has discovered that Julie is looking into options for care for Nigel, and obviously he is kind of all against it. Now, I want to take back something I said about Phil last week, because I
Yes.
said that I thought that Phil was probably just doing this for himself. I thought it was a pride thing. And somebody, and I can't remember who, and I'm sorry about that, but somebody
Yeah,
did
I
point
saw it as
out
well.
online that actually this is more to do with the deal that he made with Nigel, and the fact that Nigel saved his life, and the fact that Phil thinks that he owes Nigel one for that. And actually, that's absolutely right, I think. Like,
Yeah.
this is Phil actually at his most gracious and giving, to be fair. So I take it back. Fair play.
I do think there was still a little element of Phil not wanting to, like, he didn't want to give up, and a part of that is due to his pride as well. So I think there is an argument, but I do think, yeah, primarily looking back, it's probably because of the promise that he made to Nigel, isn't it?
So the day of the premiere, Nigel's in his penguin suit, wets himself. It's not a good day for him, and it's just really sad to watch Nigel these days. And the thing is, these days are now becoming more and more frequent. Like, he's becoming a lot less lucid. He's becoming, you know, it's with the point where even Phil is like, I'm wondering if Julie might have a point here. Like, how much worse and more difficult is this going to be to look after?
Yeah, he's started with a lot more aggressive outbursts as well, which is not only it's not only dangerous for Nigel, it's dangerous for everyone else around. Well, it's dangerous for everyone involved, isn't it? And then all it could take is Nigel being out in the street and someone doesn't realise that he's got this condition and he has an aggressive outburst and someone stands up to him or whatever. So yeah.
Or he goes for, you know, Lexi or something like that. You know, there's any possibilities. So the day of the premiere arrives, and Nigel is taken up on stage to make a little speech. He starts getting a bit confused there. So Julie goes up and helps him, and that's when Nigel spots the bruise that he gave Julie when he elbowed her in the face last week, and he kind of realizes, I've done that. So he kind of flees the stage and wants to sort of be left alone, and starts wandering around the square all dazed and confused on his own, and goes into the Vic, and we are transported back to the 90s. And who is sat there saying, "Hello, sweetheart," but Pat Butcher? Now, I have something to say here. My friend at work thought that Pam St. Clement had left us, right? She he
I've
th
seen a
she
few people say this
well
online, actually. Yeah, they're not alone.
well she thought that Pam St. Clement was no longer with us, and so spent most of Tuesday's episode terrified at how good AI had gotten.
AI is. God, God, it must suck sometimes though as well to be a celebrity. Like people
Yeah.
thinking that you've actually died just because your
Yeah.
character died. Like they weren't on their own though with it, but yeah.
Could you imagine that though? Like, I don't think that's morally allowed to do that. I don't think they'd have got away with doing that, like recreating an
Well,
entire eight. I mean, maybe give it time, but I don't think we're. I
give
don't
it ten
think we're.
years' time.
Maybe, but I don't think we're morally quite there yet. I don't think people are ready for
I
that
agree.
just yet, are they? But yeah, no. Pamsa Clement is very much still with us and was wonderful throughout the entire thing.
Incredible. I absolutely love
Oh,
her. What
I
an
love her.
icon.
I love her so much.
An icon.
I mean, we say it every time, but shouldn't have been axed. Should not have been killed off. Should still be there because clearly she would
Agreed.
still be there as well because she's still got it.
Yeah.
She's still got the earring. She's still got the accent. She's still got the character.
Yeah, 100%. It was just like, it was just pat, weren't it? Just
Yeah.
pat.
Yeah.
Because you'd think maybe after so many years of not doing the role, it must be so nerve-wracking because Sean Williamson, did you see the behind the scenes that they did? And he was like, I was so nervous. But you can't tell,
Yeah.
can you?
I mean, this is the thing with Pamsa Clement. Like, that's not her voice. Like, she's quite posh in real life. And Pat
Yeah,
is
isn't she?
not
Very
what
well
she's.
spoken.
Yeah, Pat is not what she's. It's like us. We put a posh voice on for this. You should sound as when we, you should hear us when we're not recording.
Oh, God, yeah, you'd have no chance with me then
No.
if this is my posh
And I
voice.
Ree's from Newcastle originally.
Why,
Why, aye, man. A weird man. So yeah, and then so Barry's there as well, and he's busy singing karaoke, which I suspect is slightly more Sean Williamson than Barry, but that's fine. And Nigel gets dragged up on stage, and they're singing about Christmas and everything, and it's just gorgeous. And we had wasn't Jamie Winston, but there was kind of like the behind that you kind of saw Peggy at the bar as well. It was nice. Maybe Jamie Winston wasn't available because I'm sure they asked her. I feel like
I
they
know, I
did
was
ask her.
wondering that. Yeah,
Yeah,
because
considering the
that would have
boys
been a
were
nice
there.
little touch.
Which we
Yeah.
didn't know about. The boys were there, and I mean, I swear to God, they were amazing when they started, those two, playing these two, playing Phil and Grant. But it's like every time we've seen them, they've gotten better.
I agree. It's the voices, like they've got the gruffness of Phil, and then at one point, I genuinely thought
But
Ross
Grant
Kemp was
was,
back as
so
well.
did I. You know, when they were
Yeah.
doing the bit where, like, they were talking
Yeah.
to the camera and you could
Yeah.
hear Grant talking, like, genuinely, I was
Yeah.
expecting to see Ross Kemp. Because I was like, hang on, that's
Yeah,
Ross
same.
Kemp. And it wasn't. It was just Teddy J has got the voice down to an absolute T. Like, the pair of them
In
are
like,
phenomenal in those roles. It's
come on, just
crazy.
make a spin-off series, Wayne. We'd all watch it,
Yeah,
wouldn't
we'd all
we? Come
watch it. Of
on.
course we would. Of course we would. They are stunning in those roles. And they were kept as a surprise because unfortunately Sean Williamson apparently spoiled that Debbie was going to be back. Did you see this?
Oh, no, I didn't
Apparently,
see
I
this.
said, was Debbie a surprise to you when she turned around then?
Yeah,
Oh,
Debbie was a
that's nice
surprise
then.
to
Oh, I'm
me. Yeah,
pleased.
yeah.
I'm pleased. I'm pleased.
Yeah.
And oh my God, wasn't it great to see Debbie again as well? The Debbie
Yeah,
bit was
really
where
good.
I became a mess, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh,
Like
is
it was,
it?
oh, it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. When she turned around. And the pair of them are just dancing to a song that always makes you feel emotional anyway. The Power of Love. Which only
Love.
ever, I swear to God, gets put over things that are designed to make me sob. It's the only time, so I think it's just by association. I just start crying.
Maybe.
Like you could put it over a Roadrunner cartoon and I'd be like, it's
The power of
Paul
love, guys.
the Roadrunner.
Oh, see, I was watching that like, oh, this is so sweet, and I didn't start crying until Julie broke down, and that's when I
Yeah.
went, oh,
No,
that's when I started crying.
I was gone when Nigel and Debbie were dancing together. I just thought it was one of the most beautiful things I'd seen. Like, it was so well done. Incredible script by Richard Davidson, that
Yes, very
episode.
good.
Beautifully directed by Richard Lynn. Like, it was absolutely stunning for
I
all
feel
involved.
like we've been needing a moment of seeing Nigel with Debbie. Like, I feel
Yeah.
like we've
It
been
felt
waiting for
like it
that
was
for a
coming,
while.
didn't it? It felt like it was
Yeah.
coming. It was all
Yeah.
about whether they could get Nicola Duffy to return to the role just
Yeah,
for
of
that. And it
course.
was sort of like, it feels like this will be incomplete. Seeing as though how much we've spoken about Debbie, it's like Claire. Like, I feel like Claire has to make at least
She's
some
got to.
form of appearance at some point, maybe on the funeral.
Even a video call from Claire,
Yeah,
I'd accept,
anything.
to
I
be
think we're going to
honest.
get it. I think we are going to get it
Yeah,
because Gemma
yeah.
Bissix isn't on Hollyoaks at the moment. So I think we
Yeah.
will get it at some point. But yeah, that was incredible. Nigel Bradley was phenomenal throughout the whole. Nigel Bradley, Paul Bradley was
Paul
phenomenal
Bradley,
throughout the whole thing.
yes.
Nigel Bradley was phenomenal throughout the whole thing. Yeah, and then of course throughout all of this, because all the characters keep talking about this present that he must have got Debbie. Because Tracy, Debbie's best mate, that was all involved as well.
Oh
Tracy Evans, yeah,
yeah,
love
she did,
that.
didn't she?
She was Debbie's best mate, so that was nice to sort of
Yes.
bring back and remember. And they're all sat there going, "So you've got Debbie a present? Yeah, nice, nice." Now, obviously, he's getting that confused with the present that he's bought for Julie, which he's given Phil to look after. And so he sort of remembers giving Phil a present to look after, and so starts talking to young Phil about it, and it's just all getting all terribly confused and stuff. Meanwhile, Phil and Julie in real land, like I wanted to stay in Dementia Land forever, like, and just have these characters back full time. I was
I
enjoying
know.
it so much. It was amazing.
I wasn't expecting it when we suddenly went back to real. I went, oh yeah,
Oh
like, oh
yeah,
yeah,
this
we're not
isn't real
actually
life.
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dementia land, as you've said.
Yes. That Phil and Julie are kind of frantically looking for him around. I don't know why they didn't just go straight to the pub, because that's where everybody goes in Walford if they need somewhere to go, right? The Vic. But they do eventually find him. The Vic's actually completely empty. The only reason Nigel was able to get in was because Tommy forgot to lock up. Like, the Vic is completely empty, and
As
Nigel's
if
just
they got
kind
a
of.
15-year-old lock up an entire
That'll teach
venue,
them,
but
won't it?
anyway,
Especially
whatever.
with what's
Yeah,
going
won't
on at the
it?
minute in Slater's lives. Like, I wouldn't be leaving the responsibility of locking up to Tommy, let me tell you.
No.
And so Nigel, in reality, is actually just sat alone in the pub, and he's so confused, and he's so scared, and he's so upset, and he's sort of getting everything confused. He thinks Julie's Debbie. He has no idea who Phil is all of a sudden, because he's just been talking to the young version. And you know, he starts getting quite aggressive, starts kind of lashing out, until Julie eventually sort of manages to calm him down, and they start talking about the present. And all the way through, you're kind of thinking he's got a present for Debbie. He hasn't got a present for Julie. But when
Yeah.
Julie actually opens the present that Phil gave her, it's to her, and it says, "Always remember me," on like a necklace or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what
Yeah,
got
like a little
you.
pendant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That were very. No, that weren't what got me. It were
Oh, was it
later
not?
on. It were after. Oh, no. I was
Oh,
solid
no.
as a rock all the way through me, Rob. Come on, Yorkshire.
I'm from Sheffield. I don't cry at emotional rubbish like
No,
that.
it was when she was back home in the kitchen.
Oh, just on her
And
own.
Phil had the word with her and said, like, yeah, actually, I think you're right. I think we need to get some kind of care. And then she broke down in the kitchen and like crying. And that's when I went, whoa, oh dear.
They
That
better
was
be
it.
nailing Karen Henthorne to the floor after Nigel's story is finished and sending
Yeah, all
him home.
right, yeah, no, totally, 100%. Yeah.
Like, if
She got to stay.
yeah, just absolutely phenomenal episode. It was incredible. I have no notes whatsoever. Thank you. It was amazing.
Phil had his moment as well, didn't he? Because he was obviously like, after Nigel had had his aggressive outburst, and even Phil was struggling to calm him down, weren't he? He didn't even when Phil was like, it's me, Nigel, it's me, it's Phil, and he was still like, yeah, get out, I don't care who it is. He goes back to the community centre, doesn't he, and watches that film, and there was this scene between Harvey and Johnny, and that's what made Phil really. It was like Nigel was talking to him through it. Do you think
It
that
was
was
well
what
done.
Nigel had intended when he wrote it?
Well, no, because
Interesting.
Nigel wrote it years ago, didn't
Oh,
he?
right. Okay. Yeah, of course he did.
But the scene
Because
had
in.
relevance to what he was watching, and talking about, sort of letting go, and friendships being tested, and all of that kind of thing. And so, yeah, at the end of the episode, Phil and Nigel kind of go outside, leaving Julie on her own to sort of sob in the kitchen, and leaving Ree to sob over Julie sobbing in the kitchen. And Nigel and Phil go outside and have a toastie, and they sort of have a conversation. And Phil sort of tentatively brings up the idea of Nigel being looked after somewhere else. And Nigel's like, "Yeah, it's probably time. We've reached the end of the road of this. And this is probably going to be my last Christmas."
Oh, that bit got me as well. It was when Nigel said, "This is." I just kind of pulled myself together from Julie, and then Nigel went, "It's. I think it is the end of the road for us, Phil." And I went, "No," but
"It'll
yeah,
be lonely this
this
Christmas."
Christmas.
Oh,
Yeah, what an
beautiful.
episode. Do you know what I was
Phenomenal.
a bit worried about with this episode was that it was all a bit, it were going to be a bit sensationalized. You know, we're getting Pat and Barry back, but it really worked because it were
Yeah,
just
there
like
is.
they weren't too centered. They were just in it the right amount without it feeling
And
like, oh,
also,
just brought them back for this, if you know what I mean.
the risk of doing that is that you're going to make them like really over the top of what we'd
Yes.
expect for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the
Yeah.
really sort of satired version of how we'd see Pat Butcher. And
Yeah.
she wasn't like that at all. It was kind of quite
No.
like, you could, if Pat had still been around, that's the sort of conversation you'd be expecting Pat to have with Nigel at that point. You know, like,
100%.
it's,
Yeah.
yeah. And even Barry was sort of like, he's still the bumbling fool that he always was. And there was a
Yeah.
sort of hint towards the Janine thing as well, which I quite
Yeah.
liked.
Which is a bit cheeky, but not over the
Yeah,
top,
but
like you said. Yeah.
completely worked for the situation, you know. Yeah, I mean, I have nothing negative to say about it
No.
whatsoever. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And everybody involved in it should be incredibly proud. And I am going to miss Nigel so much when he's done, because Paul Bradley's just been a sensation during this.
It's not
And
happened yet, Rob. Come
it's
on.
not happened yet.
Well,
It
this
feels like,
time.
yeah, I mean, it feels like in like moving forward with this, they're going to sort of be looking into care. We sort of touched on them over Christmas Day. They weren't a huge part of it, but like it was
Yeah.
just all about trying to give Nigel a nice Christmas. They were playing games
Yeah.
and everything. Karen thought that she had lost her ring at one point, but what had actually
Julie.
somehow, sorry, I keep getting confused.
Sorry.
Julie thought that she'd lost her ring. I feel like going around the U-bend and everything, but it wasn't down there. Nigel had it, and he reproposed to her.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah,
Even though
and
then they were like, yeah, but
you are
Nigel won
already
it.
married. We have done this bit
You've already
before.
done this.
God, you
Like,
div.
yeah.
We've already done this,
I
Nigel.
know we did. Well, all right, Julie, just say Erin, play
I know,
along,
because I
will
was kind
you?
of like, well, you've got
God.
to just say yes at that point. You don't necessarily need to point out that he's got it wrong and in what was a really sort of sweet moment, but they have just decided to sort of renew their vows.
Yeah,
So
that's
that'll be,
nice.
yeah. So that'll hurt my heart as well when that happens. Can't wait for that.
We did mention that moment as well during Nigel's, kind of 90s flashback, let's call it, with a flashback, but
The
his
trip.
dementia,
Yeah.
the trip, where he gets Julie mixed up with Debbie and that she actually lashes out at him, doesn't she, and gets quite aggressive, which is what actually triggers him to then start shouting.
Yeah, and I mean, you can totally understand Julie at this point almost. It's not like Julie at any point has been anything other than kind of perfect with him in some ways, because of course you're just, it's going to be so frustrating, isn't it? Like
So
you're
frustrating,
constantly
yeah.
trying. You're trying to give him like sort of the best sort of end of life care that you can give him, and all he's doing is sort of just associating you with his ex-wife, and it's sort of like she's not here, I am. Like I get that completely.
Yeah,
Like
so do I.
she's entitled, I think, to the odd moments of slight frustration about the situation.
Yeah, it's just, but then if you think that Julie felt like that, how must Nigel be feeling? Like, he must be getting so frustrated with his own brain, bless
Yeah.
him. It's
But
horrible as
then,
well, and this is what he was trying to keep away from Julie as well,
yeah,
in a
he
way,
was.
wasn't
Yeah, I
it?
mean, this is the thing. He was trying to stop Julie having to go through all this. Possibly not in the best way that he could have done it, but
No.
his intentions were honourable with it. And it's just a heartbreaking storyline. And I will say that, since obviously this storyline started with Chris Clenshaw, and Ben Wagie sort of took it over, and I don't think he's put a foot wrong with this storyline whatsoever. I think he's paced it perfectly. He's added
Yes, I
some
agree.
really, really nice elements to it.
Yeah, I'd say this is one of the stories that he's got the best,
Yeah,
actually, out
he's
of them all
absolutely,
at the
this
minute.
one's been spot on. So yeah, absolutely right. Fair play. So yeah, looking kind of forward to sort of seeing how this develops in the coming weeks. But yeah, absolutely spot on, guys. Well done. Right, let's now move on to talking about the Brannings. Right, on to Max now. He is furious that Linda has been lying to him for so long about Annie. And it kind of falls to Lauren to rectify the situation, or at least attempts to. She kind of persuades Linda, but he might be all right, I mean, I don't know how she's managed to do this, like sort of trying to convince anybody that Max is anything other than the scum of the earth. But she kind of starts to sort of maybe change Linda's mind until Max manages to just mess up the situation entirely for himself once again by tricking Elaine,
Well,
who frankly I didn't think could have cared less either way.
yeah, to be fair.
To be fair, I think she was just happy feather dusting the boutique hotel and wanted the kids out of the way. She's like, yeah, no, take them. That's fine. Take Ollie while you're at it as well.
In fairness, with Lauren saying to Linda, like, come on, you need to tell him. She were right. It would have been a matter of time. Like, there were already too many people on squaring you. She had, and it had to come from Linda as well, I agree.
Yeah, but it was never going to go well, was it? He was never going to react
Well, no, of
well to it.
course not. But then he did just totally mess screw it up, didn't he? Of course he did.
Of course he
Went
did.
in with his bloody
He's
size
Max.
nines
Yeah.
and did that whole thing of taking it at Grotto himself.
Yeah.
Like you said though, Elaine, like, come on, honestly. Like, as if she just bloody fell for that. Like you
She's
say,
so
yeah,
crap
take her.
sometimes.
Honestly, ain't she?
Honestly, I just don't think she cared. Like, she was busy camply feather dusting the boutique hotel, and the kids were in the way. And so I reckon that anybody could have turned up at that moment and offered to take him away from her, and she'd be like, "Do you know what? Yeah, please, that would be great.
Yeah,
Thank you
go on
very
then.
much. Yeah, go on then, get him out of my hair." So yeah, Max takes Annie to the boutique hotel, and then later in the calf, he decides to just say, "I'm your dad, by the way." And it's sort of like, of course you've just done that, Max, because you're Max. Of
That is
course you've
where
just
he
done that. Oh, bang out.
literally where he crossed the line as well. He could have kind of got away with a grotto if he'd have not done that, I
Yeah.
think.
But even the grotto was taking the piss. Do you know what I mean?
He
Because it's
was,
like,
yeah.
because for a start, I mean, he knew that he shouldn't be doing that anyway because he lied to Elaine. So he knew that there were, he wasn't even like deluding himself that Linda had said it was all right. Like he was blatantly lying to Elaine to get Annie to himself.
I mean,
Arguably, I think he was planning to do that all along.
at the same time, looking at Max's perspective, you've been keeping this from me for 4 years. I want to spend a
Yeah.
bit of time with my daughter and get to
Why
know her. I
though? Think about
agree.
why.
Gone away the wrong, no, I know, and he's gone about it completely the wrong way. But in Max's little head, bless him, you can kind of understand where it came. This is why I'm saying he could have kind of got away with the grotto, but then he had to go and say, "Oh, and I'm your dad to a 4-year-old who's going to get so confused by it." No wonder Linda were fuming.
Oh, well, Linda kind of walked into the cafe and kind of realizes what's happened. I think Annie turns around to her and says, "This is my daddy," or something like that, doesn't it? And she goes absolutely mad and says, "Right, that's it. You're never going to see her again. It's going to, we're going to get lawyers involved. Everything's, you're doomed, Max Branning," and sort of just storms out. And Max has the nerve then to look put out. Do you know what I mean? Like he actually sulks about the situation. And so once again, it falls to Lauren to sort of try and rectify the situation. Lauren deserves a George Cross medal for with her father sometimes. I swear to God, she really does. And she manages to sort of persuade Linda to at least speak to him. And somehow, Annie has actually become quite attached to Max and quite likes him.
Well, he were making a laugh, weren't he, sir? I mean, I'm not gonna lie, a 4-year-old, it's not that hard. You've
It's
just
not
took
hard
him
to
to the
make a 4-year-old
grotto,
laugh. Yeah.
got him a present, bought him a
Yeah.
bit of cake.
Best
Of
bloke ever.
course they're
Like
gonna do,
him. Like
exactly. You know
him.
what I
Let's see
mean?
him again. Yeah. And so, you know, Linda says, "All right. Let's do this at my pace and gently, but it's out there now." And I also feel like there was an element of, if you dare say one negative word about Mick in the whole of this process, I will rip your head clean off your
Oh,
shoulders.
gotcha. Yeah, well.
And like try and disparage Mick's relationship with Annie in any way whatsoever, because guess what? He was there for it while you weren't. But, you know, Max and Annie start to form a little bit of a relationship. Unfortunately for Max, in doing that, he also stands up Oscar, who is starting to feel a little bit put out by the fact that Max has arrived on the square, found out about this daughter, and then has just completely disregarded the kids that he knew about in the process.
And Oscar, who he's barely had anything to do with, even though he
Exactly.
did know about him all this
Yeah.
time.
Yeah, so you can kind of understand Oscar's perspective, I think. And so Max is like, "All right, fine, I'll meet you in the pub later." But then he stands Oscar up because of everything that was going on with Annie, just completely forgets about it. And Oscar is just gonna, it just gets drunk. And then later sees Max in the square and kind of angrily says, "Guess what? We all knew about Annie. We've all been lying to you. I knew about it. Lauren knew about it. Jack knew about it. We all knew." And Max reacts
You
really
called that, by the
reasonably.
way.
I,
You said
well,
Oscar will be the one who tells Max that everyone knew.
Well, I kind of figured that Oscar was going to be the one that would reveal everything. I was really surprised that Linda, like, stood up and was honest about it. I wasn't expecting Linda to do that at all. I thought the way it was all going to play out was that Max was going to find out all of it on Christmas Day and then was going to just going to
From
cause
Oscar,
havoc from there. And so Max does not react well to that. And so Christmas Day, he arrives at the Beals because the Beals and the Brannings are having Christmas dinner together.
The Brills.
The Brials, Ian's done all his cooking. He tries to persuade Louis, who mentions the fact that he's vegetarian. Glad they remembered that, because that was, I'm glad that they kept that going. Fair play. But Ian tries to say, "Oh no, I've given you the vegetarian turkey legs. That's so unethical." Can't believe he
So
did
Ian,
that.
though, innit?
It's so Ian. So
Ian
Ian.
trying to get his, inverted commas, snowflake grandkid to
I
eat
mean,
some
yeah,
meat,
literally, it's so Ian to just look at a
innit?
vegetarian and think how woke.
Literally.
Literally just woke, your vegetarian wokeness. So Max turns up. Kathy's half pissed. Loved Kathy. Kathy was
Oh,
brilliant.
Kathy was
I love Kathy
amazing.
drunk. Kathy drunk is
Drunk
the
Kathy
best. Drunk
forever.
Kathy. I just wanted to be drunk forever. She's fabulous. Because she causes all this.
Yeah, she
Like,
does.
she's the one that causes all of it. Because Max is like sat there seething and he's making passive aggressive comments and he's sort of like
Towards
overdoing
Jack.
it. Yeah, he's kind of overdoing it to the point where Jack goes, "Oi, we got a problem here. What's the matter with you?"
Do you know what's quite funny about that, though, is that everyone realizes there's a problem because Max is being so overly
Yeah,
kind
because he's
to
actually being
Jack.
nice. He's like,
Yeah,
"I
and
don't
everyone's
like
like,
this at
right, what's
all.
going on here?
What's going on? What's he done? He's going to
Yeah.
kick off. He's being nice. What's going on? We don't like this." What I love is the fact that it wasn't the Annie thing that instigated the punch up. It was the fact that
No.
Kathy brought up Stacey.
Yeah.
Stacey, who is not even in the country, ruining EastEnders Christmases. The power of
Yeah,
that
ruining a
woman.
branding Christmas.
Ruining a branding Christmas. The power of Stacey Slater. She can do it even in Brazil. It's
Do
amazing.
you know what? I'd totally forgotten that Max didn't know about any of that until Kathy said it. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that needed to get revealed to him as well.
By God,
Oops.
did it get revealed to him. Quite impressive,
Yeah.
Kathy. Well done. I swear Kathy did it deliberately because Kathy had a great Christmas. She was half pissed. She didn't get arrested and she caused a
I don't
riot.
think she
Loved
did
it.
it deliberately. I think she genuinely thought that's what they were referring
She was
to because
quite
she was
enjoying
just
herself,
like,
though, wasn't she? She didn't
yeah.
look guilty about it. All she was
No,
worried
she's like,
about was when Max stormed out late with the brandy. That was the most thing that she was angry about. Yeah, so Max finds out about Stacey and consequently a massive punch-up occurs between Jack and Max. Crystal gets broken. Ian's not
Oh,
happy.
Ian's fuming.
Ian's fuming, and Max grabs a bottle of brandy and storms out. As Max had arrived, however, Cindy had returned from being in hiding. Hiding in Geeta's underground bunker or something because she was so terrified of the Fords being after her.
And no
I
one knows
th
that she's got a Geeta as her
yeah.
friend or anything, so
Oh,
she
can
goes
I
for there.
just. I felt so sorry for Cindy. I really, really did. Because she turns up
Yeah.
all. Oh, I really did. Because she turns up all excited about
I
spending
know.
Christmas with her family. She's got presents and everything. She's all dressed up as Santa.
Yeah.
And then, because Max is in there and they're trying to avoid Cindy
Yeah.
and Max meeting, Peter and Ian are sort of like, "No, there's no room here. You have to go. Sorry, we haven't got room for you here. Off you go. Sorry, no room at the inn." And she's actually really visibly saddened by it. And I
As if
felt
he
really
felt,
sorry for her. I did feel for
and
her.
see, I didn't. Because I'm like, I remember
Well, this
last
is the woman
Christmas,
who didn't
everyone found
cry when
out he'd
Nigel and
been
Debbie
having an
were
affair with
dancing together.
Junior.
So I'm not surprised you didn't feel sad.
Yeah, but also, like, come on, you should have given him all an heads up. You're just rocking up on Christmas Day and being like, surprise, Granny's here, I've got you all presents. Yeah, good. Budge up, make room for me at table. I know none of you knew I were coming or anything, but come on, there's got to be room for me. I've decided I'm coming back. It's
Oh,
like,
I did
drop
feel for her,
everything,
though.
Cindy's back.
I did feel
Well,
for her, though, because she ended up going to
oh,
the
and
Albert and just
excuse
drinking alone on
me.
Christmas Day.
Nah, she finds out about so Cindy though. She finds out about the fire at number 25 and's like, is all my stuff okay? And you're feeling sorry for her.
Yeah,
She didn't even ask how the family were when she hears there's
no.
been a
Is anyone
fire.
hurt? Is anyone
Yeah,
dead?
no.
No. Are all my belongings okay? Yeah. No, I get all that.
Yeah.
I just felt sorry for her that she was just instantly pushed up. It's the Christmas Day
I
thing.
know
If
what
it
you're
had been any
saying.
other
I
day,
do get what you're saying,
if
yeah.
it had been any other day, even if it had been a family event and that had happened to her, I wouldn't have felt as sorry for her. But it's the fact that it was Christmas Day. I felt sorry
This
for her.
time last year, she'd have ditched all of them for a bunk up with Junior, though. Come
Wouldn't we
on.
all? I'd have dumped you for a bunk up last year. Fair.
Fine. See, you, that's
Yeah.
why you feel sorry for Cindy. You
Yeah.
understand her, don't
Me
you,
and her
love?
are cut from the same cloth.
Well, talking of which.
So Cindy is alone in the Albert, drinking a bottle, well, probably about the three bottles of wine by that point.
Yeah.
And Max is walking through the square, drinking his bottle of brandy. He's drunk as well, and he spots a light on in the Albert, and his Max eye spots an attractive blonde sitting alone in the bar, and he sort of knocks on the door. And oh my God, I warn you now, Ree, I am going to be like a Balham fan with these two. I am. It's gonna happen. I'm obsessed. Ever
Yeah.
since Cindy returned, all I've been thinking is she needs to meet Max. She needs to meet
Yeah.
Max. This needs to happen.
Yeah.
Max needs to
Yeah.
return so Cindy and Max can be a thing. All right. Yeah. He was responsible for Stephen's death. That will not bother Cindy eventually. She'll get over that quite quickly.
Yeah, but that's going to make her hate him, but want him
Yeah.
even more as well,
Yeah.
isn't it? It's
I
just
know,
adding to
right?
it. This is why it's
Amazing.
genius that they've met without
Oh.
knowing who each other is first.
Oh, I
That's
loved
what's made
that.
it more
Yeah, I
genius.
loved that
Yeah.
because obviously they didn't. I mean, I think a few people online was just sort of like, I've never even seen pictures of the other one. And I'm sort of like, number one, it's not like there's pictures of either of them all over the Branning slash Beale household, is there?
No.
Because both of them are
No.
outcasts of the family anyway. Even if that Cindy had seen a picture of him, I think that when she opened the door to him, bearing in mind she was three bottles in by that point, I
Yeah.
think that she did have a moment where she said, "Do I
Yeah, she
know
did.
you?" Like it felt
She
like
did,
a
yeah.
moment of vague recognition, but then sort of didn't care and
Yes.
let him in anyway.
Yeah, which
So
I think that's fine. I
yeah,
think that
I
explains it
didn't bother
out.
me
She
in the
went, "Do I slightest. know you?" And then just moved
Yeah,
past
oh,
it. Yeah, I
screw it, take
agree.
your clothes off, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, like perfect. But oh my God, Cindy and Max, right? It's a big statement to say this, right? I genuinely think that Max will be the love of Cindy's life. More so than David.
Yeah,
More so than David, I
well,
think. I
I can
think.
see it that, yeah, no, I know, I can see it, yeah.
Because they are cut from the same cloth. They are both experts playing the victim card. They both use sex as a defense and as a weapon. They are both complete narcissists. They are both completely incapable of seeing when they're in the wrong, and they
Being
are
accountable.
and being accountable, and they always lash out at the wrong people in defense. And
And
so,
they love an affair
and they are
between
both
them. Come
serial
on.
cheaters, for Christ's
Yeah.
sake. These two
Yeah.
are made to be together in the worst possible way. It is the most incredible toxic pairing that EastEnders has been able to produce in many a year. Like, this actually genuinely could be one for the EastEnders history books. That's how big I think this is. Like, Cindy and Max are perfect as a pairing.
Yeah, it's interesting that Max has already recognised this. They knew each other, what, an hour before they were ripping each other's
Well, I
clothes
mean,
off for however long, and then he's going,
yeah.
"Oh, you'll be bad for me, we're too similar." How did he already get that
This
from?
is the thing, though. Like, well, I think the thing is, though. Both they aren't the one thing that they don't share is that Cindy is a little bit more calculating than Max is. I think Max acts very instinctively, whereas Cindy,
Impulsively.
yeah, whereas Cindy is a little bit more sort of
Yes, I know what you
thinks
mean.
about what she's doing and sort of is, well, not when it comes to sex, but certainly in terms of her revenge on people, she's a little bit more hesitant before she actually
Yeah,
does
she
it.
plans every move,
Yeah,
whereas Max acts
yeah,
impulsively. I'd
yeah,
agree with that.
yeah.
Cindy can act impulsively as well, but on the
Mm.
whole, yeah, she is more
Yeah.
calculated, like you're saying. Yeah, I agree with that.
And so these two together, when they find out who the other one is, I mean, it's just going to be incredible. I can't wait for this. Because how long is the information that Max was responsible for Stephen's death going to keep Cindy's knickers on? I don't think it'll be long. I really
I don't
don't.
either.
I
I think she'll be
don't.
like, "Oh no,
Yeah.
well, come on."
But then also the chaos that's even caused by this, even ignoring the whole Stephen thing, like the chaos that's going to be caused from the two of them even being together, like with Ian and with Lauren and with Peter and with
Peter's mum and
Kathy
Lauren's
and
dad.
yeah, like it's just mess. And that's what
Yeah.
these two will be, a messy, messy pairing. And I think it is going to be utterly fascinating to watch. Do not mess this up, please, because it's going to be
Yeah.
phenomenal if you get it right. Like the pair of them together, I hope that Michelle and Jake get on well in real life because they need to be sharing a hell of a lot of scenes together from here on in. Because
I
I mean, from what
agree.
we've seen so far, the chemistry looks good. It was, you know,
Definitely.
wasn't long
They
scenes,
really,
but
it really worked, didn't
oh,
it?
they're
They did.
perfect. I'm so excited.
It was the I for me, it was the highlight of Christmas that they put
Really?
those two together. Yeah, 100%. Because we, like you said, we've been waiting for it, haven't we? And
Mm.
I like that they've done it without them knowing each other. That was a smart way of doing it,
Yeah.
because otherwise Cindy wouldn't have gone there, in fairness. If she knew who he was, she would have been yeah, not as
Not
quickly as
straight
she has,
away. Not
though.
straight away.
Yeah,
Should have taken at least
yeah,
another week. Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked that when she went round to the Beales after. Peter like, "You've got a love bite." She's like, "Oh, come on, don't move that fast. Wait until they all find out. Wait until
Oh,
they all find
and
out."
it's also the fact that when Ian did start to feel a little bit guilty later on and found
Yeah.
Cindy at the Albert, and she came down, strutted downstairs full of afterglow, and strutted downstairs and was like, I don't need you. I have just been making love to a complete stranger upstairs. And Ian
Yeah, and
kind
you're
of
like,
didn't
"All
fully.
right."
I don't know why he didn't believe her.
In it?
Of
Do you
course she
know her?
has.
Come on,
Of
Ian.
course she has.
Yeah,
She's literally
yeah.
just said, "Oh, I know you, Cindy." Clearly not that well if you didn't believe her when she said that. Of course she has.
She was still doing back of her dress up as she walked down, and he
Yeah.
still didn't believe her anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the only thing I
Oh,
can think with this,
perfect.
right? So they can't just write him in as a couple. They need to be having an affair, right? Obviously, we've got Max's New Year's Day stuff coming up.
Yes, we'll talk about that, yeah.
Yes. But also, we've not seen any of Max and Zoe since he's been back. Like, obviously, I know that they've both had their individual stuff carry on,
Yeah.
but do you think that's going to be a thing again at any
No, I don't
point?
think so. I don't think so.
You
And
think that's
frankly,
it?
now Cindy's here, I don't give a toss about Max and Zoe. Like, done. And the thing is about
He's,
Max,
yeah.
he is somebody who, as soon as he sleeps with somebody, that woman is the one. That's just the way
Yeah.
Max has always been, right? So imagine applying that logic to Cindy.
But I'd quite like it if they hate each other publicly, and then because I'm trying to think who could Max be with if it isn't Cindy on the square.
Oh, so what
Are
you're
him
saying
and
is
Zoe going
it
to
doesn't work unless
rekindle?
it's an affair?
Yeah, that'd be
I don't
so much
know.
better for me
I know
because
what you
they're having an
mean.
affair behind everyone's back.
I know what you mean, but I feel like the scandal of who they are is sort of matched to an affair. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, I don't think they necessarily need to be with anybody in order to be for them not supposed to be sleeping together, you know?
So, but do you think that they're just going to become a couple?
I don't think they're
If they
going to
just
become a
become a
couple.
couple and everyone sees them together, it's
No.
just boring, isn't it? So
It's not
that's
going
why
to
I'm
be that.
wondering, are they going to be having an affair behind somebody's
Well,
back?
it depends what you mean by affair. Affair would imply that one of them is with somebody else and the
Yeah, which is why I was saying, would Max be with Zoe?
But what I'm saying is the idea that Cindy is sleeping with the man that was responsible for her son's death, I think is as scandalous as having an affair.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I've got it, yeah.
The pair of them should not be sleeping together. This should not
Yeah.
be happening. Like, even without, like I say, even without the Stephen thing, the two in-laws, the two outcast in-laws, should not be sleeping
Yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Like, because that's messed up. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
why would
Yeah.
you sleep with him? Like,
Yeah.
he is responsible for your son's death. Like, is
Yeah.
that not
Yeah.
enough? And she will go mad when she finds that out. But it's just how long it takes her to just be
Two episodes.
irresistibly linked to that long, eh? By the end of the christening is my guess,
Yeah.
but just irresistibly linked to him. But the thing is, they are going to be a pair that want to destroy each other because Cindy will now do something that will she will Cindy will now do something when she finds out who Max is. She will do something in order to get her own back for the Stephen thing, which
Yeah.
will rile Max up, and then they will become enemies. But they will become
Yeah.
enemies that are just wanting to sleep with each other all the time,
Yeah.
and it's going to
Yeah.
be the most messy, toxic pairing. It's going to be a little bit like Abby and Stephen, ironically, which was a pairing that I thought was so perfect that I was so annoyed the way it played out that Stephen died and Abby died. Like, it was such a waste. But now we've got Max and Cindy, and that's going to be 10 times better.
Rather than talking to which, they share a grandkid. Well, they share,
Oh,
obviously.
like,
Louis
this is what I mean.
and
It's
Jimmy as
outrageous.
well.
It's outrageous that they're sleeping together, and I'm so happy about it. I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, same.
So excited. Right, let's now move on. Oh, well, let's first of all talk about the trailer that we got for Max's flash forward
Oh,
episode. So,
yeah.
little mini spoiler, not a huge amount reveal, but we know that we're going to flash forward to a year to New Year's Day 2027. The little trailer that we got kind of suggests that all's not going to go well for Max in 2027. He's going to get arrested by what look like armed police,
Yeah. For what?
and he's going to accuse
He's
Lauren
got
of,
loads of money, hasn't he? We know he's got loads of money at the
yeah,
minute. Where is he getting all his money from?
he's getting married. Who's he getting married to? Is it
Not Cindy. This
Cindy?
is what I'm saying. Are him and Cindy going to have an affair
Unless
behind
Cindy,
somebody's back?
is going to string him along, and then her revenge is going to be whatever ends
Oh,
up happening on New
getting him
Year's Day.
arrested.
Yeah, and he's going to think it's
Interesting.
Lauren
That could
because,
work.
let's be real, Cindy's not going to care about dropping Lauren in it either, is
Oh,
she?
no.
So
Of
it's
course not.
I wonder if that's what's going to happen.
Interesting. Possibly. Yeah, I could see that happening. Do you think that? Yeah. And he could get obsessed with Cindy and then she'll string him along. Oh, that could work. Or is it going to be Linda? And is he going to be trying to get married to Linda and he's had an affair with Cindy behind Linda's back?
Yeah,
What
I
is he going to
mean,
get arrested for anyway? That's what
it
I
could be any, I
can't.
mean, to be honest, it's Max. It could be absolutely anything. And the fact that armed police are after him doesn't surprise me whatsoever. Like, I don't think it's even the first time that armed police have been after Max. So it's I am excited about this flash forward because it's an exciting prospect, you know, just because I feel like it's not just going to be Max. I feel like we're going to get some little sort of clues as to stuff that's happening with other characters as well. I think Max is going to be the main focus, but all the other characters around him, something stuff will have happened to them over 2026 as well. So we're going to get sort of hints and stuff for them as well. So actually, I am quite excited. Like this isn't like the Six flash forward where it was literally we get one little scene. And we need to work out what happens in that year to get all of those six women together. Like, this is going to involve, I imagine, quite a large number of the cast, and we're going to get little hints and clues as to what's happening with everybody with throughout 2026. So I think that's quite exciting.
And it also hopefully means that Oscar's going to be a huge part of
I hope
2026.
so. He deserves to be. He deserves to
Yeah,
be.
I
Yeah.
absolutely love Oscar.
Huge. He was great
So
this year. So.
I can imagine him getting involved in the police scene, in some
Yep.
crime, put it
In
that
some
way,
crime.
him and Max together.
Yeah.
Loved that as well, by the way. We had that little scene with Max and Lauren and Oscar this week. That was a
Yes.
nice little scene, and
The
Oscar had nicked all his
smoking
cigarettes
thing.
and smoked them all.
I love it when a character smokes. We get it so rarely these days, but people smoke, and do you know what I mean? I think it's
But they're
refreshing to
always a baddie,
see.
aren't they?
Well, Oscar's a
Is
lovable
he
though,
in
do you know what I mean?
between?
Yeah, I think
Oscar
Oscar,
a bit in between?
well, we know he's a bit in between.
Hey. But is it? But you're right. But usually when a character's smoking, it means they're a baddie. So is that a sign of things to
Oh, well, you
come?
reckon that's where smoking's reached now in soaps. The fact that he lit a cigarette is clue that he's going to kill somebody. Yeah.
Literally. Look at what happened to Ravi. When he started getting back in old drug circles, he quit his vaping and he was back on
Started smoking
cigarettes.
again.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe. But I am looking forward to the flash forward. It's going to be interesting to sort of see how they do it, what's going to happen, and what clues we're going to get, and then the theories can begin about what's going to happen through 2026. There you go. Bring it on. Right, so shall we talk about what I would argue is probably the main event of Christmas week? And that was everything that was happening with Zoe, Jasmine, and dun dun dun, Chrissy. So, the Slaters this Christmas. I mean, it was a shit show, to
Oh,
say the
you've
least.
gone straight in,
To
Rob. Bloody
say
net,
the least. It was a
Annie.
lot. It was a huge amount. I mean, there was elements to it that I think worked quite well, and there was elements to it that I'll be honest, I absolutely hated.
Right. Shall we go in with what we're going to start with?
Right. Well,
The bit that you hated?
we'll start off with a reveal. Okay, the big reveal about who the
Of
actual
course.
stalker was. The chaos sort of begins. Chelsea obviously is kind of knows what Anthony has been up to, knows that Anthony is lying about the kids, and Chelsea kind of starts to realize that she's on the wrong side here. Like, Anthony is not the one that she should be siding with whatsoever. So that's going on. Meanwhile, we discover who the stalker is via a helpful series, as if we needed them, no offense, but through a series of little flashbacks that demonstrate that Jasmine is the one that has been, you know, painting on doors and leaving cards and all of this kind of thing.
In fairness, I'm kind of glad that we did get that flashback because at least they actually 100% fully confirmed that. Because
That's a
for
very good
me,
point. Yeah,
they
yeah.
haven't 100% fully confirmed that
A
Anthony
lot.
was in fact the father. Is
I
that are we
don't.
100% sure that that is the case
I
from
think
this week?
that's fully fair, but I think that it's more a case of they just haven't said things out loud. Like, but at the same time, it's completely unnatural for nobody at any point to have gone, "What are you on about? He's not the dad." So by that, are we supposed to take that? We'll get to that in a minute because
Because that, well, that,
that's one of the
okay, we'll
things
get to that in a minute.
that's one of the things that's annoyed me. But so after we've discovered officially that Jasmine is the one that's been causing all of the sort of things that have scared Zoe, although I did notice that we didn't see a flashback of her writing the reviews. I remain convinced that those reviews were just there because the Slaters now run the Vic and that all
Oh,
of them are
you're right, they were
psychopaths.
genuine reviews.
I think they were genuine reviews. Genuinely, I do. Because Christmas Day,
I'll go
Kat
by
is
that.
stood in the middle of the square, randomly screaming at passers-by. Of course, you're going to leave a bad review on a place like that. Do you know what I mean?
So true, isn't it? The landlady threatened to kill a man with her bare
Yes,
hands in the middle of the
yes,
pub on Christmas
yes.
Day after inviting us all along
All
for a
for
special
dinner, which
Christmas
we then
dinner.
didn't get because the
One
electrics went
star.
out. Yeah, and
Yeah.
then she stood in the stream and squealed at us like a banshee for half an hour. So,
If I could
frankly,
give
one
zero stars, I
star.
would, but I'll have to
Yeah,
give one of
exactly.
those. Yeah.
So yeah, Jasmine goes to see somebody in a car, and it is revealed. Did you guess it? I have to say, they got me here. I didn't guess Chrissy. We sort of kind of touched on the idea that it could be last week, but that was only because we'd seen a couple of theories online that Chrissy was involved. But
No,
I
I didn't
didn't
see
guess
it
it. I
coming.
didn't guess it. So fair
No.
play. That was a good
I'd
twist.
kind of,
Good
I'm
reveal.
annoyed at
Camp.
myself because I'd been theorizing Sam for so long that I don't know why
You
I'd not
came
considered
close.
Chrissy.
You came close, yeah. Oh my God, that reveal was camp, wasn't it? Like, we got the
Yeah, very.
nails, we got the eyes in the mirror. She's gonna have a Christmas she'll never forget. Like, it was so camp. Like, RuPaul's Drag Race could not have made that
Okay.
reveal camper.
Well, can I say something on all this, right?
Yes.
Let me take you back to when Zoe's Return was coming and they announced it all, right? And then they didn't release the episode, right, on iPlayer that morning. And then they released it that night so that we could all see the reveal and that it was Zoe. But we all knew it was Zoe anyway because they announced it.
It had been leaked,
This
to be
Chrissy
fair,
thing,
not
yeah,
announced,
I
but
know,
leaked,
but
yeah.
oh, and then they announced it, right? Okay, fair enough. But with this Chrissy one, right, they released the episode on iPlayer at 6 a.m. Guess who had it spoiled?
You got it spoiled,
Me.
didn't you? Yeah.
Me. So I was so annoyed because why didn't they air that episode that evening then and live? Because that was a huge spoiler. Like, what? I don't understand why that was released at
You should be
6 a.m.
like me. Watch it at 6 a.m. when you get in from work.
Well, I would if I didn't have a child and that I could do
Yeah.
that. Trust
You're
me, I
normally up at
would.
6 a.m. Not you.
I'm
You're
not
normally up at
actually.
that time.
To be
No.
fair, I'm not. No.
No.
Usually 4 a.m. at night and then, again
Yeah.
later. But
I mean,
yeah.
listen, right? The idea that Chrissy. What I would say is that I feel like the impact of Chrissy was actually ever so slightly diminished from her return last year. I think
Yes,
of
I can
that.
agree with that.
I think, and I have no issues with Chrissy's return last year. I thought they did it well, and I think that they had gave Chrissy actually quite a nice sort of denouement and sort of ended her character nicely. And, her story felt complete, and it felt like she'd moved on from her anger about everything, and off she went into the sunset with Jake. Now she's sort of angry at Zoe again because she'd seen that Zoe had been shot in the paper. I mean, this whole thing that Mo and Freddie did, where she ended up with Zoe in the papers, actually had a huge impact, it turned out, in
Didn't
the end,
it?
didn't it just? And so that she kind of saw that and then decided that revenge was back on her mind again. And so she now wants to completely and utterly ruin Zoe's life.
See, I don't mind that we had a double comeback with her in a way, that we had that we had her back last year with Sharon and then again this year for this reveal, because actually, had we not seen her back with Sharon last year and seen as an audience that she'd been released, then this would have just felt really out of the blue because we'd have been like, all right, she's not in prison then. She's not in jail anymore.
Well,
All
to be
right, we
fair
just
though,
decided to write that in. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like they could have got away with like so she's been released and you can sort of
Just
imagine
a
her
comment.
sort yeah, and you, but you can sort of imagine her, all those years in prison, like so like Sideshow Bob, just sort of like plotting Zoe's demise. You know what I mean? Like she's got written Die Zoe Die all over her cell wall or something, She's even got the hair.
She is
Sideshow
Sideshow
Chrissy.
Bob.
Sideshow Chrissy. And so, yeah, we've got that reveal. And I've got to
Yeah.
say, like, I enjoy the, I liked the fact that we got the trio back on screen together again. I
Yeah.
think that worked really, really, really nicely. I wasn't necessarily quite sure what Chrissy's plan really was. Like,
Yeah, this is what I didn't
the
understand as
way that,
well.
the way that it all sort of played out, all Chrissy really did was sort of stand there and do a few jibes at Zoe whilst Jasmine was there. I think what we're supposed to get from it was that she was going to enjoy watching Zoe meet Jasmine, but after she has sort of groomed Jasmine into hating Zoe, that
Yes.
was going to be the satisfaction
That's
she'd gain from that, and then she'd kind of strut off into the night, and that would be it.
Well, that's what I was wondering as well, and I think that's it. It will basically look, I've turned your child against you so much
Yeah.
so that she don't want anything to do with you. Ha
Yeah.
ha. And
Wow.
especially more, especially because she lost her child, didn't she, when she was inside. So a bit of like revenge on that side of things as well. However, we will get to this a little bit, but I'm not sure that is all that Chrissy did. But this is another confusing part for
Interesting,
me of
because
this week.
so we shall we talk about Anthony,
Yeah, come on. Come on.
which I've got to be honest, having what rewatched Christmas Day again,
Yes.
I
Yep.
have realized that for me the thing that didn't work was Anthony.
100% agree. 100%.
I'm really annoyed, A, that he's dead, because that takes another son off Patrick, and something tells me that we're not going to focus enough on Patrick losing a second son. I feel like that's not going to be the focus of this story, which is wrong, because we've been watching Patrick for 20 years plus, 25 years, and he's just lost his second son on a Christmas day, because I think Paul died on Christmas Day as well. And I just feel like that's not going to be given the focus that it deserves. I think it's more going to be about the mystery, because Zoe, Chelsea tells Zoe that Anthony's been lying, tells Kat that Anthony has been lying. And so Christmas Day, the pub's full, and Kat storms downstairs and has a massive go at Anthony in front of Patrick. And so later on, Patrick and Anthony are talking about this, about what Anthony has done. And I think, completely out of the blue, Patrick turns around and says, and basically implies that the wrong son died. I didn't think.
Just from this,
Just for the
yeah.
yeah, and it was just for
Well,
this. I think it came out of nowhere. Because let's be honest here,
yeah.
what he's essentially saying is that, yeah, I'd rather you died for having a restraining order from your wife and for lying to Zoe about his children rather than my gangster son. I'd rather you
Well, he's
died. That was the
saying,
wrong way it worked. That doesn't make sense.
I agree with you. However, Anthony's character's also not really made sense since his
At
comeback.
all.
So I
And that's the other
think.
th and that's the other thing. Like, we're going to have now no answers
No
to that
answers.
whatsoever. Like, they had literally just brought
Well,
Anthony back, completely changed his personality, and then killed him off. That makes no
yeah.
sense. That's
But
nonsense.
I think the thing that Patrick was saying has been a bit of a build-up because don't forget, Anthony lashed out at him, spoke to him quite badly. He's heard from Cersei's ex-wife and that she's scared. So actually, maybe you could argue that this was the tip of the iceberg for Patrick, and then hearing what's gone on and that he were that. I mean, it was pretty bad. Like he told Kat that,
Oh yeah,
Zoe's
it's
birth of
terrible
twins
what
have
he did.
died.
It's terrible what he did, but he's reacting because he thinks that Zoe's been lying to him. Well,
Yeah.
and this is the thing, is he the dad? Because I feel like that's
Well,
quite a cheap little trick as well. Because, like I said last week, I think, like, I believe Zoe when she said that, because that felt like that was just confirmation that it wasn't Anthony. And so it feels
yeah.
quite cheap for the show to be actually, he is.
It's
And
almost
it's
like
like,
they've retconned on themselves during this storyline, isn't it, a little bit? Because like it's like because it was so obvious from the start that it was Jasmine and Anthony. Then they tried to throw all these red herrings in the way and lied to us as an audience and said, "Oh no, it's not them. No, that's not it. All right, so we need to keep guessing. Actually, no, you'd fully guessed it.
Yeah,
Like,
the
why bother doing
you know
that?"
what you were thinking before we go through all the red herrings. Actually, that's the truth.
Yeah, that was the truth.
Which kind of makes all the time that we've been watching the red herrings play out feel like a complete waste of time.
Yeah, literally. Like, especially like the Cindy thing that's never been explained, other than, oh, she was just interested in a boss because she's lived such a,
So Anthony goes upstairs and confronts Zoe, and a physical fight starts between the
Right.
two of them.
Well, before we get to the fight bit, this is the bit where I feel like we might have had it confirmed that he was the father. Because I went back and rewatched this, right? And Anthony's, when they're having this argument, Anthony's saying to Zoe, "I don't want like our kids. I don't want our kids to like get to you first." And she does say like, "I don't want our kids to get to you first because you've lied about this." So without her saying directly that he is the father, her response to Anthony actually does confirm that he is. Does that make sense? So what she said back was like, "I don't want you to get there. They're my kids." She doesn't. That would have been her moment to say, "You're not even the father, Anthony. They're not your kids."
This is what I
That
mean.
would have been the moment to have said it, and she didn't, which actually says that he is. Does that make
But at no
sense?
point have we had the moment of why Zoe felt that she needed to lie about that.
Did she already knew this side to Anthony before the rest of us? In which case, why did you even go back there while you've been back here? Yeah, it don't make sense. I agree.
So this fight kicks off between the two of them, in which Anthony knocks Zoe out on the stair banister, like proper slams her head into the
Oh, right.
banister.
Apparently he just like beats women up
Just
now.
physically attacks women now. So Zoe's unconscious on the floor. Kat then later goes upstairs, and Zoe's coming around from being knocked unconscious, and Anthony is dead on the floor, apparently.
Yeah, even though when we last saw him, he was up on his feet and he'd knocked Zoe out. So Zoe
So
can't be the
what's
one who's.
yeah, so unless it is Zoe, because that seems to be the way they're doing these twists at the
Well,
moment. Like
unless it is
it's
Zoe, and when she bashed his head on the door frame, it
yeah.
actually was a bigger whack
It
than it looked,
was
and then he's collapsed afterwards.
quite a big whack, but I don't know. I what's your because this is the Mao apparently, a whodunit, like who killed
Is
Anthony.
it?
I
Well,
feel
yeah,
like
it
it
is, isn't it,
is,
really?
and I feel like the answer to that is kind of quite obvious as well.
Chrissy.
No. Oh, that's interesting then. Oh, so go on then, give me your theory first. You think basically the duff stuff we were given at the end of the week is what happened, that Chrissy wanted refrain. Okay.
I just took it
Yeah,
as that.
no.
But then I'm like, because then I rewatched it back, and Chrissy were like Jasmine said, oh, she said this like implied that it wasn't the only major thing that was going to happen that day. But then I was like, how would Chrissy plan Zoe to kill Anthony? She'd have to then be getting Anthony involved. How would she get Anthony to go up there, know that Anthony's there, and then be able to kill him?
It's not
That
what
would have
happened.
been quite a fortunate way. If that had have ha or she's somehow just come across them two like that and gone, oh, brill,
Yeah,
clonk,
that's that
I'll kill
works for
Anthony
me.
and make it, yeah. Because she couldn't have planned that out.
Yeah,
Oh, go on then,
exactly.
what's yours?
Jasmine did it with the scarf that Chrissy gave her. That scarf is the murder weapon. Then he str and she strangled Anthony. Because she's walked in. She walked in because there were because they'd gone up because up to the point where she's been talking to Chrissy, we've been starting to get the idea that maybe Jasmine isn't the villain here, and she's starting to feel sorry for Zoe, and she knows that Zoe's her mum. So she goes upstairs to maybe confess everything to Zoe at that point, sees Anthony attacking Zoe, and then just goes mad and strangles him with the scarf,
Which is
which you
why
then
she ditches
help,
it in the
which is why she
square.
dumps it in the square. Yeah, and that was the whole point of the scarf.
And
That's
that's
what I
why
think
she
so.
does that scream when Kat tells her that
Because she's killed
Anthony's
her.
dead,
Yeah, because she's
and she
killed
didn't
her dad.
realise
And
it was her dad.
exactly. Yeah, that's what's happened.
Oh, well, you've done it. Well done, Rob. Yeah, that makes
I
total
think that's what's
sense.
happened. Like
Yeah,
that
that would
seems to
make
be
sense. But then again,
absolutely
we
what's
said this the
happened.
other week when we said that Anthony were in psychosis. So we were
Which,
adamant, when will we learn?
when will we learn? I mean, but that seems to be the
Yeah, no,
very
that does.
obvious.
That would make. Yeah, it was really obvious. Like, I just wanted you to explain it for
Just wanted
those
to say it in
people
your
who
words,
didn't
Rob.
think it was that obvious.
Yeah, you know,
Yeah,
I just wanted you to be the one that pointed it out. But yeah, I think that's what's happened.
Well, as well this week, I'm like, why are they not just telling everyone that Chrissy were back? But obviously, it implicates Jasmine, doesn't it? Which is why
Because
they're keeping it a secret.
when Zoe came downstairs and saw Chrissy, because obviously Chrissy has sent Zoe a card from this is the other thing. Chrissy sent Zoe a card from apparently her son saying, "Oh, I'm going to be at the Vic Christmas Day. Saw you in the paper. I'm going to come and meet you." Zoe believes that completely, despite the fact that everything else that has happened would suggest that she's being like in danger and that that's a trap. But as soon as communication apparently from one of her children
Yeah, but
arrived, she's like, "Yeah, there, that's real."
it was because of the key ring, otherwise I don't think she'd have believed
True,
it because the
true,
key
true.
ring were there.
But yeah, when Zoe goes downstairs and confronts Chrissy, bearing in mind that they've only just discovered Anthony dead upstairs, Chrissy's all sort of like, "What's wrong with you two? You seem very jumpy all of a sudden." And Kat
Yeah,
says
she
to
did.
her, "And Kat says to her, have you been sneaking around the Vic?" And Chrissy looked genuinely confused and was like, "No, why?" So it's not
I didn't
Chrissy
know
at
she was
all.
just bluffing. I didn't know she was just bluffing
No,
that
I
then,
don't
to be
think it's
fair. When she said,
Jasmine.
oh, you look jumpy, we're at her being like, oh, you look
Yeah,
jumpy. Is that because
and
there's a
don't
dead
forget
man
we've been told
upstairs?
that Jasmine has a dark side.
True. And if she had witnessed Anthony do that to Zoe, she's just gone in and gone right
Yeah.
and, yeah, killed him.
I'm glad you
Well, I
didn't
guess we'll
work.
find out.
I'm glad you didn't think that, because I thought that was really obvious. But I'm glad that
Yeah,
if
it
that
was
is I'm
really
no, but what I'm saying
obvious.
is I'm glad that if that is how it plays out, that it wasn't like really obvious that both of us are like, well, obviously it's that. Do you know what I mean? Like it's
No, it
that's
weren't. And I even went back and rewatched it to see if I'd missed anything. And
Well, it's
I
all the
surmise it was
port. It's all the
Chrissy.
port, unless let's be honest, drugs you were taking Christmas Day.
Rob, come on, stop telling
Or the
everyone.
Valium. All the Valium. So, I mean, let's talk about the Chrissy thing, because Chrissy, Sam, and Zoe back on screen together. Actually wonderful. Loved that. I thought that was really, really nice. Thought the dialogue between them all was fantastic. I loved Sam. Sam was the star of all that for me.
Yeah, she was. She was the one who figured. Well, she'd seen Chrissy, hadn't she, before on the square, then saw Kat were trying to call Phil and were like,
Yeah, because
I
we need to
think
get
I'll
rid of the
go over
dead
to the
body.
beach.
Phil!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you at some point think that those three were just gonna like help out trying to get rid of Anthony? At one point, I was like, oh, are these three just gonna like decide to drag him
Well,
into the cellar or something?
this is what I was wondering. Are they going to recreate the Witches of Walford again and sort of have them all sort of hide another body? I did wonder if that was where it was going. And kind of, I'm sort of glad that it didn't go that way. Because once the whole sort of trio scene is done, and again, I credence to that because that was nice to see all three of them on screen together again. You know, they sort of talked about the past, they talked about the anger that they all felt. Sam, I thought, was an absolute star throughout the whole thing and basically saved the day in many ways. And persuades Jasmine that Chrissy is not to be trusted whatsoever. And then Jasmine storms off and Chrissy sort of just struts off into the darkness. I don't know if we're going to see Chrissy again. I don't feel like we need to necessarily, but at the minute, she's prime suspect, I guess, supposed to be for us about what happens. So.
It felt very final to me, like she's just come and gone,
But
and
then
then
this last
that's
time we
it.
saw Chrissy felt quite final, to be fair.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but I don't think that they knew then that she was gonna come
No,
back. I don't think they
they
had it
didn't.
planned
Well,
it there.
different
Do you
producer,
know
wasn't it? Yeah.
what? Do you know what I feel sorry for? Jake. He waited all that time
I
for her to
know.
get out of prison, and then
I
she's
wrecked
just
that.
been ghosting him and
Yeah.
focusing on getting revenge on Zoe all this
Yeah, I know.
time.
Wrecked that.
Poor Jake.
Yeah, and so, but what I was kind of quite glad about was that they didn't sort of do the whole, all right, we've got to bury this body, we've got to hide the body thing, because we've just had that with the six, you know. I'm glad that we didn't have this again.
Agreed.
Because Zoe sort of just confesses, like she's convinced that she's the one that killed Anthony and rings the police and then gets taken away. And
Well,
that
she
was
didn't really
that for that.
confess that she killed him. She just confesses to what
To
happened.
what
And she's like,
happened,
did I? But I
yeah,
didn't think I did.
I guess I
Like,
did that then. But yeah, the Anthony thing is the thing that I just I was
That
just
didn't
annoyed. It
work.
didn't work for me at all, and
It
I
didn't work
don't.
for me
Anthony
either.
hasn't, and because we're now not going to get any answers as to why Anthony has been acting the way he has since he's been back. That now, I suppose, means that Anthony's return hasn't worked for me whatsoever.
I agree. Unless Sophie and his kids are going to come back for the funeral and maybe explain some things away somehow. But I agree because basically he brought Anthony back and gave him a like a personality transplant and then killed him off. All right. Is
Yeah,
that it?
great. Cheers. Like, yeah,
And
I
he is the
just,
dad. He is the dad
yeah,
as well of
apparently
the
so,
twins, right?
which was kind of like a bit like revealed as an afterthought in itself anyway. But then Anthony being the dad was also kind of obvious just because the fact that he was there, you know,
Yeah, at the same
it's,
time as
yeah,
Zoe's come back and revealed that she's
yeah,
got.
and Anthony hasn't worked, I'm afraid. Sorry.
And like you said, why did Zoe not just admit it were Anthony
Yeah,
anyway? Why keep it a
because,
secret? It makes no sense.
yeah. So, and again, I just hate the fact that Patrick's lost another son. I feel like that feels unnecessary, especially after turning around to him kind of out of nowhere and saying, "I wish you were the one that had died." It just felt, I don't know, it just didn't feel, it just didn't land
That
right for
was
me.
just for the sake of what was about to then happen
Yeah,
that he
yeah.
said that. Well, he's
Boxing
gained a
Day.
granddaughter, sorry. He's gained a granddaughter,
He has gained a
Patrick, so there's
granddaughter, that's
that.
true. That's mad, isn't it? That Kat and Patrick share a granddaughter. That is
Oh, God,
crazy. That is madness. Boxing Day. What was a nice scene, I thought, between Kat and Jasmine. I thought there was
Yeah,
some
I
nice
like Kat and
stuff
Jasmine
there.
together. That was good.
I'm not entirely sure about the link that they both scream a lot, being what they have in
Yeah, no,
common.
I
I wasn't
don't.
sure about that.
Yeah,
But
I
other than
agree.
that, they just scream into the darkness occasionally. But apart from that, I felt that the Kat and Jasmine's dynamic worked quite nicely. But the thing is, I feel like what's now going to happen, because I've got it into my head now that Jasmine is the killer. I've been wrong before with stuff like this, don't get me
I
wrong.
don't know, it
Need I
may that
remind
when
you
you
how
just
you can
explained it.
need well need I can need I remind you how much you convinced me that Kojo had attacked Cindy, you
Oh, blame it all on me, Robbie.
You
It were
know,
all my thinking.
I'm, you know, I swear I had Kathy nailed for that as soon as it aired, but you then you
Well,
changed
now
my mind.
in
But
fairness, who else could it be?
This is the thing. Like, if you're talking about a whodunit, then you put.
Jean crossed my
Yeah,
mind.
no. I mean, in
Oh,
terms of.
sorry, also, Jean's fine again. Or is she
Yeah,
fine? Or is this
yeah.
meant to be
Or
manic?
she
Or is
manic
she fine
again? Yeah,
again?
I don't know with Jean. She's been up and down, but then I suppose that's Jean all over, isn't it, really?
True.
But yeah, in terms of if we're looking at this as a whodunit, the suspects are Zoe, Kat maybe, but then I don't think that the
I
way
don't
that
think
that was played
Alfie
out.
then in that.
Yeah, but then Alfie, I don't think, was even in the pub at that point, was he? Because the electrics had gone out and he was
No,
across the
no,
road.
because Kat made the electrics go out after it to get
The
everybody
cat made the
out.
electrics go out?
Kat made the electrics go out so that they could clear the pub. That's what I got from that.
Oh, was she the one? Oh, I missed that completely. I thought Chrissy had
Yeah,
done that.
because she came out, she came, unless I
Oh.
misinterpreted that, but she went in the cellar, came
I mean, that
out,
makes
and like,
sense. No, it
electrics
does
have
make
gone, get
sense.
everyone out of the pub, Alfie, get everyone out. And he
Oh,
was like,
okay.
eh, what? Said something, hang your check fuse. She's like, get everyone out, the
Oh, okay, that
electrics
makes
have
more
gone.
sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, the
So it
suspects, I
was,
feel like,
they were both there, yeah,
fine. In which
basically,
case,
in the
then,
pub. Well, there was a
you know,
couple of people,
no,
everyone
that's
was
true.
there.
But either way, it's all the Slaters and then Chrissy, obviously, which is kind of where we landed on quite quickly by the end of the week. That once Kat and Jasmine are talking, Kat comes to the conclusion that Chrissy has killed Anthony in order to frame Zoe for his murder because of revenge about what happened with Den.
And I was just like, okay, that's what happened then, because you're telling us.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's that.
whereas I'm sort of just like the fact that you've told us this the episode after it initially happened means that that definitely isn't what has happened here. I just think that the Jasmine scarf thing, it just makes total logistical
Yeah, you're
sense.
totally right. Why write that in at all?
Yeah.
Chekhov's gun in it, but with
Chekhov's
Jasmine's
scarf.
scarf.
Jasmine's scarf. Give it to her by Sideshow Chrissy. So yeah, I mean, it was a mixed bag, I would say this. I think I liked seeing the trio on screen together. I thought that was really, really nice. But the Anthony stuff, sorry, didn't work for me at all.
Did they need the Anthony stuff to happen on Christmas Day? I don't think it was
This
needed.
is the
They could
thing.
have done
I
it
was
all
watching.
without it, I
Yeah, this is the
think.
thing. I was watching it and thinking, do you know what? Actually, what should have happened here is you either did the Anthony thing or the Chrissy stuff on Christmas Day, but both of them didn't gel together.
No. Because you're
I
just
think that's the
like, is a
issue.
dead is there a dead body? Is he even we were like, is he
Yeah.
even dead?
Even
Even
throughout
that didn't
Boxing
feel
Day, even
confirmed,
throughout Boxing Day,
really.
I was sort of like, is he dead? Because no one's actually, like, people have assumed he's dead, and people who, but we haven't had, like, a reliable person, other than the fact that no reliable person corrected anybody that said it around them. Do you know what I mean? Like, the statement
Yes,
itself,
100%,
Anthony
yeah.
Truman is dead. Even
Yes.
Jack sort of telling Patrick kind of felt that he could have heard that from Kat and just taken that as the truth and gone and told Patrick what had happened.
No, but
So,
I think it was at that point that was us
yeah.
finding out. Oh no, he
Maybe,
is
yeah.
dead.
But he is definitely dead, I think, because I think they've done Nicholas Bailey has done a thing online and said bye. So, yeah, he's dead. So,
Hi, bye.
hi, bye. So, yeah, that's him. That's him gone. So, yeah, that's Christmas this year. Zoe's currently kind of, oh, basically locked up, isn't she? The way I think this is now going to go, bearing in mind that I think it's Jasmine, is that Kat is ultimately going to be left with the ultimatum of does she shop her granddaughter in to get her daughter out of prison?
Or does
And
Kat
that'll,
take the blame
or does,
completely anyway?
or just,
Because
I
surely
feel like.
a cat's fingerprints and stuff not going to be all over Anthony. Although I guess you could say, well, I found him.
Yeah, I
I don't
found
know.
him. So yeah, it's yeah.
But it was
Yeah,
Zoe who called it in.
that's how I feel it's going to go. And then probably knowing Zoe, she'll hate Kat for getting her daughter sent to
Oh, so you
prison.
think she's just going to get Jasmine sent down, Kat, and then Jasmine will be
Eventually,
gone?
yeah, when it's revealed, I think yeah. And then Zoe will come out of prison, probably hate Kat for getting her daughter sent down. And then at some point, we've got to meet the son as well.
What if it were Max? Hey, Max could have done it. What if he went upstairs to find
Why would
Zoe,
Max kill
saw
Anthony?
Anthony?
All
What if
right,
he
so
went upstairs to find Zoe
because
because
Max was
we're
busy
Max and
with
Zoe?
Cindy. Max was
Yeah,
busy with
but
Cindy.
before that, before, because he was pretty drunk. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
I
just
don't think
throwing
so.
out another
Yeah, I don't think
suspect.
so.
I
It's
mean, the only
Jasmine.
person who wasn't in the Queen
It's
Vic.
Jasmine. Come on, it's Jasmine.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering who is actually going to go down for it, because I just had the impression that Jasmine's going to be on square for a while. Where's the son? Where is the son
Where is the son?
anyway?
Who is the
Who is
son?
the son?
Well, presumably the next young man that shows up on Albert Square will be the son, I would
I'm
guess.
not being funny. You're going to tie everything up on Christmas Day. All we've had since Zoe's been back is, where's my son? I
Yeah.
need to find my. Give us a son, right?
Yeah.
She's going to still be
Give the woman
saying
a
that on
son.
all scenes in prison. Come on.
Yeah. Probably make a son. Oh no, she can't make a son in prison because mixed prisons aren't a thing.
Yeah, that's not a
But
thing. That would have been
yeah,
nice.
that would have been nice. That would have summed it up nicely. But there we go. That was Christmas. Mixed bag. Some of it worked, some of it didn't for me. And I guess we'll sort of see how it plays out from there. Gold Starry.
Oh, you go first.
It's between Nigel and Sam.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm giving it to Nigel because that's who I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, or Jasmine. Sam, I
Oh,
think, because
interesting.
I really like Sam's sort of involvement in the trio scenes. I
Oh,
think maybe
Pat,
Sam.
when are we ever going to be able to give Pat a gold
That's
star
very
again?
true. That's very
I'm giving
true.
it to Pat. I backtracked. I can do that. I'm giving it to Pat.
Oh, you can do that, can you? In which
Yeah, I
case, I'm going to
can.
give mine to
Just done
Nigel
it.
then. There you go.
There
So
we go.
Nigel and Pat, apparently, for gold stars this week. But there we are then. Final section of the podcast, as usual, folks, is some comments from you.
So, starting with a comment here from Caroline Francis, who's talking about the Nigel episode, and she says, "This was the most stunning episode I've seen in ages, from the writing and production to the just brilliant acting from all the three mains. I thought I'd be more excited for the returns, but it was the acting that really drew me in. The necklace absolutely broke me." Yeah, me too,
Yeah.
Caroline. It was definitely the necklace. I'm
Yeah, I
joking.
mean, the necklace was the thing that
No, it
pushed you over
was.
the
It
edge.
was. It
Yes.
was good.
Gary Christie has said, a treat for the long-term fans. Doubt we've seen the last of the young Mitchells in this story. But the emotional depth of episode was amazing. Steve McFadden once again proving the EastEnders' best. Beautiful performance, sat in silence with that realisation setting on his face. I mean, this is just a continuation, isn't it, from the Phil's kind of breakdown story and sort of adding on to that, isn't it? Where he's just because it's Nigel has really been the sort of thing that's been keeping him back on track again, and he's sort of realizing that he's got to kind of go it alone again soon, hasn't he? So that's, I think, was the element that was being played there a lot as well. But yeah, Steve McFadden obviously is awesome. But everybody in that episode, I think, absolutely knocked it out of the park. It was just sensational. Like,
It was
fair play
so
to them all.
good.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though, Rob? Arguably. Do you think they could have done the episodes the other way around? Do you think that should have maybe been the Christmas Day episode?
I don't know whether that would have been tonally right for Christmas Day.
True. Very true. A bit depressing, wouldn't it, for Christmas
Like,
Day?
Christmas Day EastEnders tends to be more of an extravaganza than that was. Like, yeah, it might have got a better reaction, but I feel like it wasn't tonally right for Christmas Day, is my
I understand
opinion
what you're
on that.
saying. Yeah, okay.
But I'm glad that it happened within Christmas week.
Yes,
Yeah.
agreed. A comment here from Where There's a Will says Tuesday's episode with Nigel's story was wonderful, as was Kathy being drunk again. Unfortunately, everything else this week was not. It feels like there was so much focus on getting Chrissy, Sam, and Zoe back in the Vic at the same time that it was rushed into without any real substance. I hope that the new year stuff has some meat to it.
Yeah, I kind of felt that the while I did enjoy seeing the trio back on screen together again, and I thought that aspect of it was nice. It also kind of did make me think that, like, that was the end result they wanted, and the reasoning for it kind of left a bit to be desired.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And it were all just explained away with, well, we met each other in hospital
Yeah, this was the
and.
other thing. Like, apparently Jasmine had been doing her screaming thing outside the hospital again, like screaming about how much she hated Zoe Slater. And then Chrissy sort of heard her and then sort of was like, oh, well, you'll be useful, which in itself sounds weird.
Also, had we ever se have we ever seen Jasmine scream until like Christmas Day?
No.
So like that was just
Now,
written in. Like
from
maybe they
here
could
on
have.
in, we will see nothing but. You will do
Her
nothing
and
but
Kat
scream now.
together, if anything,
Yeah,
they'll hear that
they will
Zoe's
just.
going down for life and they'll
Yeah.
both go, "You ready? One, two,
Two, three.
three."
Ah! Yep, together. Until the day that Jasmine leaves, that'll be how it plays out. Renaissance Costume says Cindy and Max equals messy. Can't wait to see how that plays out. I can't watch Patrick suffering. It feels mean making him suffer again. Looks like Anthony is truly dead, but disappointed with how it happened, especially for a returning character. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty
Yeah.
much what we've said,
Sums it
isn't it,
up.
as
Like,
well?
it's just,
Agreed.
it just feels. It feels wrong. Everything about Anthony's return in retrospect now just feels a little bit off because it's sort of like we're not going to get answers now as to why he has changed quite substantially from when we last saw him. Like, Anthony has never been that, like, yeah, you could look back on Anthony's history and see moments where he kind of lashed out. There was a clip going around on Twitter the other day of Anthony slapping Kat in the Vic when they were together. That happened before. Oh yeah, so he has had moments.
Okay.
He has had
All right.
moments.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I'd
Not to
forgotten
this
about that.
degree, not to this degree though, where he's like knocking Zoe out against a stair banister like Michael Myers. However, that hasn't happened.
Yeah, true. I think what they should have done maybe with Anthony is brought him back maybe a good few months before Zoe so that we could have got to know him a bit more separately and then brought Zoe back and then they could have reunited and we would have had a bit more time to explain why Anthony is the way that he is in that
Hindsight's a
time.
wonderful thing, isn't it?
Isn't it just? We've got a comment here from Pugstar Streams who says the way they focused on the picture of Patrick, Paul, and Anthony makes me think Paul is the dad and he just killed his brother. Patrick gains and loses a son on the same day.
Potential. But again, why would Paul just stroll upstairs unless he saw Anthony go up and followed him up?
Possibly. Why would Paul just suddenly come back?
And
Like, is there a
why would he
reason?
want to kill Anthony though?
Maybe he saw about Zoe in the newspaper as well.
How many people have seen that news? Have seen
Do you know what I
that clip?
mean?
That yeah, a lot of people have seen
Freddie
that.
and Moaney to learn from this, don't
They
they?
have caused some crap this Christmas.
Do you think Paul's gonna? Because like that was a big thing we've been saying about
I
Paul,
was
because that was
convinced.
making total sense to me last
Yeah, I
week.
was convinced. Like, and I mean, it's possible. I feel like it would be right to give Patrick a son back because, let's be honest, we're never gonna see Isaac again. So I feel like if they were gonna do it, but then I also think that if they were gonna do it, then it should have happened on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I agree. It would feel a bit, what's the point in doing it if you're not going to do it on
Like
Christmas
even
Day?
maybe as the final duff duff or something. Like just have him standing there in the shadows and then just walk off so that we know he's alive and then come back to him later or something, if they were gonna
Yeah,
do
or just that there was somebody else who was
it.
watching from afar in the square, but we didn't see who it
We didn't
was
see who
kind of
that was.
thing.
But that didn't happen.
I don't think it is, I just think Paul's dead,
No, I think Paul might
to
be
be
dead now, you know?
honest.
I think Patrick might have lost both his sons, is what I'm thinking now.
And I think maybe that picture was us believe it, like a foresight in, oh, he's gonna lose both of his sons today. There
Yeah,
you go.
probably. Probably. Right, that's it, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas week, and look forward to New Year. Drink responsibly, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's not be silly. Don't do what me and Ree do. Don't be like
Especially don't
us.
start recording a podcast after it,
No,
because my
don't
God,
do
you'll be getting
that.
some beef.
Don't do that. And if you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can
And
indeed. And
people have been very, very, very
haven't you
generous this
just?
past week.
Thanks.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you very much. You've been really generous with your coffee buying this week. So it's much appreciated. We're incredibly grateful and humbled. Thank you very much. And that's it, Ree, for 2025. That's our last show of the year. Can you believe it? Another year
Well, I'm
gone.
like doing the maths then, like, yeah,
I
you're
know. I just
right.
had to look at the calendar, but that is the last show of the year. So, folks, I guess we will see you next year. Stay tuned for some announcements about the award show that will be coming up. We'll be looking back on the whole of 2025 and handing out awards accordingly. But until then, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
See you soon. See you next year. Happy New Year. Goodbye.
Bye.